When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The Las Vegas Raiders snuck in. I would say snuck in, but they were kind of firmly in. The Raiders were kind of in a giving mood on Sunday night. First game that we're going to kind of touch on here. Sunday Night Football, it was long billed as a, you know, what was likely going to be a win and in game for the Raiders and the Chargers. That hinged upon the Indianapolis Colts not being total frauds. We'll get there. But the Colts lose to the Jaguars. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Baltimore Ravens, which set up the tie. Pete Sweeney had the Chargers and Raiders tied on Sunday Night Football. They would have both been in. The Pittsburgh Steelers would have been out. The game went to overtime. Vegas kicked a field goal at first. The Chargers matched that field goal. And Vegas was driving near the very end of this game, and it looked like time was going to run out. And the situation we all wanted to see, except for maybe Kansas City Chiefs fans, was going to unfold. In the final minute of the game, the Raiders were facing a third down and kind of looked content to just run it out when Los Angeles Chargers head coach Brandon Staley, who got all sorts of hype for no legitimate reason all season long, just kind of fell apart and called a timeout for no reason that really kind of shook up the mood of the moment. Raiders come out, pick up the first down, kick the game-winning field goal, and they're in, obviously, and the Chargers are out and Pittsburgh's in.
I feel bad this morning for stat heads, analytics heads like yourself, because face of your movement is not the guy.
I don't know. Brandon Staley is not the face. Yeah. John Harbaugh is the face. Let's be very clear here.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Six of seven on fourth down tries. It seemed like he was doing a good job with that, aside from the one on their own 18. But I don't know. And here's where I would agree with you. It's like, okay, so we like this guy. He's leaning into the analytics, but and we talked about this on another edition where we were talking about aggression versus analytics. I don't know if he is the face of the analytics. I think he's just the face of aggression, and I think it got the better of him.
I disagree. You know what he's the face of? He's the face of the team that Justin Herbert plays for. And so that's why people want to like him, because Justin Herbert is objectively awesome. And so because Brandon Staley is connected.
Well, but when they had control of the AFC West at the beginning of the year, he was rattling off some.
My point is that, like,
locker room talk.
My point is Staley is a beneficiary of Herbert's skill set. That's my point. Like, I don't think that Herbert is fraudulent in any way, and I don't know that anybody believes that. But it's amazing, given, you know, we sat here a year ago. We said, get Justin Herbert somebody who's not going to hinder him the way that Anthony Lynn did. Remember all the whoops-a-daisies they had throughout 2020? And here comes Brandon Staley. He's going to fix that. And in the ultimate moment, he has this, like, an even worse mess up.
Yeah. I think there's a little bit of that Shanahan feel where it feels like he wants to be regarded as the next, almost like McVay, like this next up-and-coming, cutting-edge head coach, and goes for it on all these fourth downs. If you talk about this game, and everyone wants to talk about the timeout, and deservedly so, but that going for it on their own 18 led to a field goal as well. And that might have been the difference in what could have been a win for the Chargers. And then you're not even in that situation in overtime. But it's just overthinking. Everybody and their mother knew that the Raiders were content to let this game, you know, run down. And why wouldn't they? Why would you risk get in the postseason, right?
At
this stage, there's no difference than the Chiefs and the Bengals. Those were the two choices for the Raiders.
I know a lot of people don't like Chris Collinsworth. I thought he handled that weird situation unfolding masterfully, because he was right. Like, people say, like, you play to win the game. No, like, you play to get to the playoffs. And, like, the Raiders playing, you know, was, you know, in some way damaging to that cause. And so, yeah, the Raiders were like, we'll take the 100% odds. 100% is greater than 99%. And so, I mean, I think the Raiders are playing it the right way. And I don't know if it was pettiness. Derek Carr did tell Michelle Tafoya after the game that the timeout changed their strategy. Some people believe that was just kind of the play call. There was the moment with Austin Eckler, you know, as soon as the game ended, where it seemed like he received news that the Raiders were willing to kind of sit and squat on it. I just have no idea what Brandon Staley was thinking. Conan says Staley seems to go completely anti-McVay and go for it situations. Sometimes it's okay to punt. Now, Sean McVay is a coward. We have learned this a lot of times. And so Brandon Staley maybe is just like, you got to go for it all the time. You know, like, there's a balance that's necessary.
I think arrogance is too strong, but it's just, I think wanting to be such a significant part of the story when it's like, you have this great quarterback, go and let him win the game. Aside from these having to go for it on every single fourth down, seemingly it's not always the smartest thing in the world to go for it on fourth down. And I think the Chargers learned the hard way, and kudos to the Raiders. And for what it's worth, I almost think that it would have been an advantage for the Raiders to maybe play the Chiefs, because you're playing the team you know well. It's the third time. The Bengals are a better team. And to me, I just think the Chiefs are a better draw for them. And you're right. Both of these teams would have gotten into the postseason, which at the end of the day, everyone makes more money if you get into the postseason. We saw with the Buccaneers last year. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you're a wild card or whatever. You can go on a run. If you're playing good football, you'd be playing in the Super Bowl. Now there's no chance. Now you get delayed a year when it seemed like you might have even been a year early, and you don't even get that opportunity.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.